الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أصناف المستحقين، استوديو الكابتن زكاة. اعلم أنه لا يستحق الزكاة إلا حر مسلم ليس بهاشمي ولا مطلبي، تصف بصفة من صفات الأصناف الثمانية المذكورين في كتاب الله عز وجل، ولا تصرف زكاة إلى كافر. أما الصبي والمجنون فيجوز الصرف إليهما إذا قبض وليهما. So this is something we mentioned in passing already before, the different categories of people that are able to receive zakah. Zakah is very specific. It can only be given to certain specific categories of people. There are 8 categories in total mentioned in the verse of Surah At-Tawbah, which is chapter 9, and the verse is verse number 60. Verse number 60 spells out to us very clearly what the 8 chapters are, or what the 8 recipients are, or who the 8 recipients are for zakah. He says the first one is, you should know that zakah is given to a person who is Muslim and who is a free person. Muslim, a zakah cannot be given to a non-Muslim. Zakah specifically, we're speaking about the 2.5% that is taken from your wealth. It can only be given to a Muslim, and the logic behind that is that zakah is taken only from Muslims. Don't take zakah from non-Muslims. So it's paid only to Muslims. It doesn't mean we don't help non-Muslims. We help them. If they need help, we help them. But we don't help them with zakah. We help them with other forms of sadaqah. General forms of lillah and sadaqah. We should try to help them as much as we can. Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu used to, in the Medina Munawwara, used to put a specific stipend he used to organize from the Baytul Mal for the people that are poor amongst those who are non-Muslim. He used to look after them also. That's our duty. If they are in need, we should help them as far as we can. Right? And you must be a free person, not a slave. Because a slave normally is looked after by a slave's master. In our case, there's no slave, so we don't worry about that. And we cannot give zakah to somebody who is of the Ahlul Bayt, meaning the household or the direct family of the Prophet ﷺ. They also don't take zakah. They only take from the spoils of war and other forms of income that comes into the state. They can take from that. But from the 8 categories, they cannot take zakah from there. But the state should look after them in another way. Now, as a person who is insane, majnoon, or a child, can you give zakah to them? Yes, you can give zakah to them. If their guardians are able to accept the zakah on their behalf, but they themselves don't know how to deal with it. They don't know how to deal with money, how to deal with whatever is given to them. So if the child guardian or parent is there, or the person who's insane guardian is there, then they can receive that zakah on their behalf. Right? That will be acceptable. Now, it's interesting. Listen to what a person who is faqir, who is the first category of people that can receive zakah. Faqir. Faqir means something that is poor. So we think like anybody that's poor. But look at what the Sharia says of who is somebody that is poor. Al-faqiru huwa alladhi laysa lahu mal wa la qudrata lahu ala al-kasb. Fa'in kana ma'ahu qutu yawmihi wa kiswatu halihi falaysa bifaqirin walakinahu miskin. Says that the faqir is somebody who does not have wealth, he does not have money, does not have anything. But also, coupled to that, he is unable to acquire money, meaning he is unable to work for himself to get some money. So what does that tell you? A person does not have money, but is able to acquire money, his body is fine, his health is fine, nothing wrong with him, right? He's not allowed to take zakah, because he should not be somebody that is going around begging by people. And this is the dilemma we are facing today. People, they beg around the door because they are simply lazy. They don't want to work. They don't want to do something. And we make them even lazier by giving them all the time. Sharia says no, that shouldn't. Especially from zakah, you can't give them from zakah if they are able to work. And this we find many times. Somebody, they come, they ask you for something. So you say to them, okay, I'll give you, do a small chore for me. Small duty. Then all of a sudden 100 excuses come out. Not able to do this, that. There's nothing wrong with it. The person is healthy, the person walks, he talks, he nothing, absolutely nothing wrong with it. Right? So such a person should not give zakah. They are not deserving of zakah. However, you can help them, give them some bread, give them some food. Right? But even that, just to give them that also without making them responsible for it, it's a big problem. Because it actually breeds laziness. It breeds the fact that the person just wants to be like a parasite on other people. And Islam discourages this at all. So we have a problem with the heel here now. So the discussion. One of the big problems is that the heel, the people that are living here, they're living here. This is the circumstances. You know, it is what it is. But now you have some organizations living in the areas that is giving them food every day. Right? On a daily basis they get their food. So how will they ever come out of that? How will they now feel the need to get out of that? They might never feel the need for it. Because they are comfortable enough, they stay here, they get their food, they can survive every day. So why should they move to a different position or something like that? So that is what the fakir is. The fakir is somebody who has absolutely nothing and is unable to acquire wealth for himself. That is the fakir. But if he's able to acquire, he's not fakir. He should be encouraged to do some work for a living. He says that even if a person has food for the day and he's got clothing to wear for the day, then such a person is not fakir. Because you take day for day. So he may be fakir, he may not be fakir, he may be miskin. Now miskin is the second category of people that can get zakah. Miskin simply means somebody that has something but not enough. Not enough to secure their living. And they've got bills to pay, they've got debts to pay, and so on. So they don't have enough money to work around that. So that person who has food for the day, or has clothing, he may not be fakir, but he might be miskin. Might be miskin. But again, the issue of whether he's able to work, not work, all of that comes into play. And so Islam is a very practical religion. It has practical guidance how to deal with social problems and so on, so that we don't fall into the trap of creating a society that is reliant on other people. The hadith says, "Al-yadu al-ulya khayrun min al-yadi sufla." The hand that gives is always far better than the hand that receives. You should never be like in a position where you only receive and only ask and only gain from people. It's like it takes on your humanity, it takes on your reputation as a human being to just want handouts all the time. Islam discourages that. We shouldn't create a society that just wants to live on handouts. Right? We should rather assist them to come out of that, help them to come out of that, so that they can have a living that is a bit more dignifying, more for themselves. InshaAllah, we'll see if there's any other details. There are other details to be discussed with regards to the recipients of zakat. We'll give some more explanations on that, inshaAllah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ربنا اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولمشايخنا ولأرباب الحقوق علينا وللمسلمين أجمعين ربنا يسر ولا تعسر ربنا تمن بالخير وأنت يا الله الكريم الميسر ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.